What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
Hello, this is Matt, one half of the X Radio X podcast, and you are listening to Playlist Wars. Now, whether you are Team Brian or Team Hashtag Fluffy Gomez, let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, and I have my partner in crime, Brian Colburn. And I want to welcome our special guest from the Patreon membership, David Lee Smith. Thank you for joining us, guys.
What's up? What's up?
Oh, come on, guys. You know the answer to that question. There's only one real answer, the ceiling. Other than that, I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
Doing great, man. And have mercy, I'm excited for tonight's episode.
Lord have mercy, indeed.
Oh, I cannot wait to talk about tonight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now, David, you were on our show before because we did an episode, Playlist and Album, of Stevie Ray Vaughan's In Step. Tonight, we're expanding it. We're going beyond just one album. So you have a lot to pick from. And tonight, we're talking about that little old band from Texas, ZZ Top. My question for you, because playlisting an album, taking 4 songs out of 10 songs, it's tough. But now you're taking 10 songs out of an entire catalog. So how difficult did you find it to come up with a top 10 list for tonight?
Well, it was easy and difficult. The easy part is on how I wanted to approach this list. And that is to basically give a list on how what makes ZZ Top, well, ZZ Top. The difficult part was choosing the songs, because ZZ Top's repertoire of Texas-flavored bluesy rock, they're second to none among their peers. They're absolutely second to none. They're brilliant. It was such a pain for me to kind of leave out some of the songs that I've chosen, because, like I said, they have a lot of great tunes, hits or not. I mean, it just seems like all the songs that I had in my head that I was really debating with, it's like, you know, I wish we had like multiple honorable mentions, you know what I mean? But you can only have one on the show, but that was pretty much my approach.
All right. Well, before we get down to business, if you'd like to support the show and become a Patreon member, it's quite easy. Head over to patreon.com/playlistwars and select the tier that works best for you. Now, like I said, tonight, our topic is the little band from Texas, ZZ Top. And the three of us have each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorite tracks, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior till now. Throughout the episode, we'll each reveal our track ones through track tens one by one, crafting what we each feel is the perfect ZZ Top playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the Playlister family, to vote at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com to decide once and for all which one of us got it right. And if you simply can't decide who to vote for while you're visiting the site, you can also listen to each one of our playlists so you could hear where we're coming from with our choices. And later on in the show, we'll each get to choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song that someone else picked, but you didn't. So now it's time to get you, David, under pressure, as you'll be the one kicking things off with your track one.
Oh, God.
Let me just grab my cheap sunglasses then. But you have not got me under pressure yet, Brian. But anyway, to start things off with song number one, I could not think of a better starter song than the start off from 1973's Tres Hombres, a.k.a. Three Men in Spanish. And that is Have Mercy, Been Waiting for the Bus All Day. It's a perfect opener for Tres Hombres and a perfect opener for this playlist. I mean, that riff is so simple, but it's so good. I've always loved the Reverend Billy F. Gibbons guitar tone. I love his riffs, and I love his raspy voice, too. Billy F. Gibbons just, I don't think there's anybody cooler than the Reverend Billy F. Gibbons, man. I don't think there's anybody cooler. He just oozes voodoo cool, if you know what I mean. But yeah, the riff is just, it could just keep playing on and on. Like whenever I expect that riff to be played whenever I go into a room, you know what I mean? But then again, Andy's ZZ Top riff, really. But that riff can just keep going on, and I would never get tired of it. The harmonica solo, the wah guitar solo, and then it goes back into the verse with that riff again. Man, it just does not get any perfect than that. So yeah, Waiting for the Bus is how I'm going to kick off this little ball game here.
That's a great tune. Sadly, did not make my list, but it could be a top honorable mention right now. But we'll see what happens tonight, guys.
Have mercy, Gomez. That is my track 4.
Well, listen, I didn't feel like being like Uncle Jesse from Cooking Full House and say, have mercy. No.
You've been waiting for the bus all day. Now here's a question, though. I have to just get into this now.
Oh, no.
David, we were talking on Twitter, and I want to include Jesus Just Left Chicago with Waiting for the Bus in parallel with this one because the songs are seamlessly segued on the album. They truly feel like one track, and there's been conflicting stories as to if that was indeed intentional or not.
I know that they're both played together, but I just felt like, you know, on the album, they're listed as two separate songs. And I felt like, you know, that may be kind of cheating if I were to put them together on, you know, in the number one spot. I mean, it's like if we were talking about like Rainbow Rising with Stargazer and A Light in the Black, they're both songs that go together. But, you know, having those two giant songs count as a single song, I felt like that would be kind of cheating if we were talking about Rainbow. But alas, we're talking about ZZ Top, but I kind of avoided that. But if we were going to allow that, then maybe I just have to re-add one of those songs that I originally had. But I felt like that was kind of cheating, though.
I understand. No, we will leave it as one song. Mine will be Waiting for the Bus, but no disrespect to Jesus Just Left Chicago. It is an amazing track. Now for my cover versions.
Here we go.
In 2002, Hank Williams Jr. covered the song, combined with Jesus Just Left Chicago, on Sharp Dressed Men, a tribute to ZZ Top. And in 2011, Daughtry covered the songs combined on ZZ Top, a tribute from Friends. So, an amazing song. My track 4, there is a groove to this song that is unlike any other ZZ Top groove. It's funky. This song's got some dirty funk going on in the blues here. So I'm not going to include Jesus Just Left Chicago just in case, because of the argument, David. I'm guessing maybe it might be another pick for yours down the road. So we'll put a pin in that for now, and we will send it back to you, Sir Gomez, for your track 1.
So my track 1, I went with something a little different to start off my track 1. And I went with Brown Sugar.
Ooh.
So I love the start of this song. It has this slow, bluesy tune to it. And, you know, like a minute or two into it, it just goes into this kick-ass rock song. You know what I mean? So for me, it was just a good way to start off with a good song. And Brown Sugar was one of those great tunes that I loved. And no, Brian, I know you missed this. No GTA yet.
Yet is the key word in that whole sentence that you just said. Well, I talked about the song on our Songs of 1971 playlist episode, which was episode 31, featuring Michael from Michael's Record Collection. So if you want to hear me talk about that song, I'd say go there, because unfortunately, I say this with heartbreak, it didn't make my top 10 tonight.
Mm.
Which sucks, but I now have the chance to use it as an honorable mention. So second song of the night, I've already got a song that's high, high, high contender for my honorable mention, but sadly didn't make my list. But I do want to give a shout out to our other Patreon member, Eric Chael, who chimed in with Brown Sugar.
Boy, Eric.
Now, David, did Brown Sugar make your list?
Well, Brown Sugar does taste good, but unfortunately it did not land on my list. I mean, I'll be honest with you, spoiler alert, nothing from their first album made my list. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really do love that first album. I really do. The first couple albums, you know, from their first 10 are good stuff. But The first album, I kind of felt like they were still trying to figure things out a little bit. I mean, they've got their sound, but I think they're still kind of trying to figure things out a little bit. But no doubt, Brown Sugar is really good. I mean, again, it's another one of those things where it was really tough to debate within myself, you know? But yeah, good too. Absolutely.
All right. Well, moving on to my track one, I'm going to start with 1983's Eliminator. This was the album that I was introduced to ZZ Top with by my parents. And the first time my father dropped the needle on his vinyl LP, the drum intro to my track one, Gimme All Your Love and Hit, and I was a fan for life. That drum intro to me is up there with Aerosmith's Walk This Way as far as a fun intro to a song. As soon as you hear that drum beat, you know what's about to happen. And you get excited. You're waiting for it. The intensity builds and then it kicks in. And it's just so great. The song just kicks all sorts of ass. I mean, look, Eliminator has so many great songs on it that you could easily pull together half a playlist with Eliminator and make a good argument. And I honestly, in my heart of hearts, believe whoever has the most songs from Eliminator tonight is going to get the most votes. However, I will say this is only one of two times that I will talk about Eliminator tonight.
Now, for my nerd part, the song did reach number 37 on the Billboard US Hot 100 and cover versions.
In 2002, country group Lone Star covered the song on Sharp Dress Men, a tribute to ZZ Top. It was really, really good.
Which I was surprised.
In 2007, one of my favorite blues artists, Walter Trout, covered the song on the Southern Rock Madness compilation. In 2011, Filter covered the song on ZZ Top, a tribute from Friends. And in 2018, bluegrass band Steve and Seagulls, who I've talked about several times on this show, did a bluegrass version for their Grainesville LP. Shout out on Twitter to Bobby at the Effin' Cultured podcast, as well as the Tattoo Squid podcast, who also chimed in with my track one, Gimme All Your Lovin'.
That was such a heartbreaking decision for me. It did not land on my list, but that is going to be my honorable mention for right now, because I grew up with that song when I was a kid. Like you said, that's probably like the album that a lot of people were introduced to ZZ Top with. But I'll talk about Eliminator fairly soon here. But I grew up with that song. That song means so much to me. I couldn't do it, but honorable mention, I will definitely have that. I jotted that down. An honorable mention for sure.
All right.
Well, I have no shame in made my list. And it was track four for me, Gimme All Your Lovin'. So I'll tell you again, Brian, you described it. As soon as you hear the drums, you know, as soon as you hear the drum beat right in the beginning of the song, you go crazy. And every time I hear it in my car, I go, damn, great song. It was in a couple of movies, actually. As you know, I love to bring the video game world and the movie world to our show here. It was actually in Happy Feet, surprisingly. Hmm. It was also in Santa Claus with Tim Allen when he was getting the sleigh ready.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear the song in the background playing. And guess what time it is? It's GTA 5 Remix, but it was on the online version. It wasn't in the video game, so you had to play the online version to hear this song.
Okay.
Don't forget Guitar Hero, man.
Well, Guitar Hero is getting spoken out so much
here. I know.
Everyone's tired of me saying Guitar Hero, so I got to pick the games now that...
Wait. Really, people are sick of you saying Guitar Hero and not Grand Theft Auto? Have they listened to the show?
No, but Grand Theft Auto is a better game.
Oh, I was going to say, I would argue otherwise, but...
Yeah, but I still beat you in Guitar Hero many of times.
Because I'm not a video game guy. If I handed you a real guitar, I'd win that game.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would. You would completely destroy me on the real thing, but let me go grab my plastic real quick. No,
we got competition, Brian.
Oh, we got to do an online Twitch stream of David Lee Smith versus Sleevy G in a Guitar Hero 3 battle.
First of all, I got a PlayStation 5. I got to dig out a PlayStation 3 for that.
Did they even have Guitar Hero for the 5?
No.
The last one they did was Guitar Hero Live for PS4 and Xbox One. But I'll be honest with you, that one had so much potential. But I think it was because, you know, that one didn't really meet with that much expectation. Yeah.
Yeah.
It had potential, I think.
It fizzled. The fad fizzled.
Yeah, it was oversaturated the past couple of years. But other than that, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're through track one. And Gomez has one celebratory Playlist Wars axe. for chopping the waiting for the bus trifecta. And David has a celebratory Playlist Wars axe for chopping the Gimme All Your Lovin' trifecta.
Hey, at least it was honorary, though. I mean, because I was going to say, because both of you are carrying a lot of the guilt from the past time I was here, because both of you chopped bingos. The guilt was all over you guys, but now I finally got the guilt here.
Let's see. We're still really early in this, though, David. Yeah. Lots of guilt to be had. Track two, what do you got, buddy?
All right. Since I picked Waiting for the Bus, I think it was obvious that I had to pick Jesus Just Left Chicago along with it. I mean, both songs go together like we talked about, but it's a slow blues number. It fits in along with ZZ Top's repertoire because Jesus Just Left Chicago has like that little kind of a gospel connection to it. I mean, that fits in with ZZ Top perfectly. And it's a slow blues number. You know, that delivery of Billy G with a Jesus Just Left Chicago is absolutely fantastic. I mean, he may not have the greatest of voices, but his voice fits so well. And I know we'll be talking about another voice later on, but we're talking about the Reverend Billy G. It fits in with him so well. And both songs are just an absolutely fantastic start to Trace Ombres, which in my opinion, I think is ZZ Top's best album. It's my favorite album of ZZ Top. And I think a lot of people would agree on that because I see a lot on social media saying Trace Ombres is the one. But I mean, it may not be everybody's. I think some people obviously have their different opinions, but I think a lot of people would say that. But yeah, Waiting for the Bus and Jesus Just Left Chicago. Just had to start off my playlist here.
Well, it didn't make mine because I gave the whole soliloquy about putting the two together. But cover songs, Phish played Jesus Just Left Chicago alone on their Slip, Stitch, and Pass live album from 1997. And in 2001, Government Mule covered the song on their Hidden Treasures CD. Shout out on Twitter to John Mutford, Mike from Michael's Record Collection podcast, David Kay, and Michael Brook, who also chimed in with either Jesus Just Left Chicago or Waiting for the Bus. I had a feeling when you had said, after I mentioned I could find a different song, that you had Waiting for the Bus and Jesus Just Left Chicago in your playlist, so I did not give the shout outs back then. I wanted to do it now. Shout out to those guys. Sadly, did not make my list, but a good contender with Brown Sugar as an honorable mention for me. Gomez.
It unfortunately did not make my list.
All right. Well, then we are back to you for track two, man.
So track two, again, I went with something a little different. Out of my little repertoire, let's just say. Track two, I went with Mexican Blackbird.
Really?
Yes. Went with this tune. First of all, I truly like it. Again, it has this bluesy country folk kind of, you know what I mean? It's not too slow, but it's not that give me all your love and rock, you know what I mean? It's in the middle, but it's also talking about a girl who works in a cantina, and it's just a great tune. And it was also in one of my favorite movies, From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh yeah.
But it's a great fit for that whole scene, and it's just a great fit for my track two. So Mexican Blackbird is track two for me.
Didn't make my list, but yeah, that's a very solid one from Fandango. Yeah, that's like you said, it's that mixed with the blues and the country. I mean, Billy G does deliver in that country style. I mean, you know, that's kind of a thing with Texas partially, you know, the country and the blues. But yeah, that's a very solid tune from Fandango.
Well, it didn't make my list, but in my track two is a song from Fandango. So I'm just going to move on to that. And I'm going with the album closer, Tush, reached number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100. VH1 named the song the 67th best hard rock song of all time. And Tush has always been a song that the band plays late in the set, and it's usually the last song Dusty Hill would sing. Mm-hmm. After his death, the band performed the song once with Gibbons placing Dusty's hat on his microphone and then Gibbons taking the lead, which was hard to watch if you look it up on YouTube.
I gotta check that out.
But a few dates later, Gibbons told the crowd, "We're going to have Dusty sing through the magic of Memorex." And now the band is ending their concerts, playing the song with the audio recording from Hill's final performance, which is absolutely amazing. I love this song. It's just a straight ahead rocker. Cover versions. In 1990, Joan Jett did a pretty kick-ass version on her Hit List CD. In 2002, Kenny Chesney, of all people, covered the song on that Sharp Dressed Men, a tribute to ZZ Top album. And then finally, my favorite, no surprise, in 2011, the amazing Grace Potter covered the song on ZZ Top, a tribute from Friends. Shout out on Patreon to Eric Chael and on Twitter to Stuart McCormish, Lauren at the Beard Owl podcast, Stuart H, Mike from Michael's Record Collection podcast, Steve at the Malice After Midnight podcast, the I Had to Say It podcast, Matt from the X Radio X podcast, Tony Watson, and our friends from Down Under at Seven Rock Lists. My track two.
I'm just looking for some Tush.
I had to close out this playlist with Tush, man. The final track off of Fandango. I remember July 28th of last year, the day after my birthday, which is July 27th. I remember I was playing, forgive me for you guys that are not, you know, completely familiar with video games, but I was playing this one little game called, you may have heard of it, it's called Chrono Trigger.
Yes.
I played it through the very first time. I completed the game on the very good ending for the first time. And then I hopped on Facebook and I saw a post saying that Dusty Hill had passed away. I took a bullet for that. And, you know, another hero, a childhood hero of mine, is gone now. It was such a shame. And I was shot after that. Tush is another childhood favorite of mine. I grew up with that song too. Billy G always said that that was his song. So I had to put it here as a tribute to the now late great Dusty Hill. So, Dusty, I tip my hat off to you, sir. Rest in peace, Dusty.
This actually made my list too. It was number six for me. You guys said enough on that song. You know what I mean? I can't elaborate more than that. This is just a great song, but it was in a few movies, actually. Everybody who knows me knows I love my Legos, but it was in the Lego Movie Part 2, The Bucket List in 2007, The Horrible Ghost Rider of 2007, also was in The Perfect Storm in 2000, Dazed and Confused in 1993, Breaking Bad in 2010. Somehow it made it on King of the Hill in 97, The Sopranos in 2002, and two personal favorite old TV shows of mine, Knight Rider in 86 and Miami Vice in 1984. So this song has made a lot of shows and a lot of movies. And I tell you, it fits perfect for almost everything that we just talked about.
It's a perfect song. I love the fact that David closed out with it based on the story I told about the way they end shows with it now.
Yeah.
I closed with something else, but 100% respect to closing with that for Dusty. I absolutely love
it. And I love that. And it's a great thing. I closed it with something different. It was a hard decision to make, but I went somewhere else. And David, great pick for, you know, for your closer, though.
Thank you. I had to do it. I mean, much respect to a true legend of our times. I had to do it.
And fitting that it's our first trifecta of the evening.
Yes.
So with that being said, David, we are back to you for track three.
Okay. I need to get to song three because I need to keep myself from kind of crying up a little bit here. So please excuse me about that, guys. But anyway.
No, dude, look, music hits us all in different ways. And the fact that it resonates with you that much. You are the reason we do this show, because that's the way I feel about music, and music has moved me to tears so many times. No judgment. I think it's awesome.
Amen to that. I mean, same thing with a lot of other podcasts I could talk about. Yeah, I appreciate that. But anyway, song three. Let's get weird up in here. I had to pick one of these songs that show off what another thing that's magic about ZZ Top, their over the top sense of humor. So I had to go from 1981's El Loco, a.k.a. The Crazy One in Spanish. And it's a fitting title for the album because a song like this. Let me recite some of these words here. Yeah, you guys get all that? I don't, because I picked 10-foot pole.
It actually sounds like my son was just talking.
Well, if you guys can understand those lyrics, don't worry. You got me. But I had to pick this one because I cannot stop laughing whenever I hear this song because Billy G is just speaking an unintelligible mumbling as the vocals, and it's absolutely hysterical, you know, doing that on top of a funk groove. And the solo is absolutely weird in the song, but this is a weird tune, but you know what? I dig weird. So I had to pick one of these completely goofball songs that ZZ Top was known for, and I had to put that as my song number three to kind of get a little bit more fun in here with the humor. So 10-foot pole from El Loco.
First of all, great song. I wish it made my list, but this might be another one. I might have to say it might be another honorable mention I got to think about now. But it did not make my list. But it's a great pick, though.
El Loco makes my list tonight, but I chose a different song from that album. And if you want to talk about an underrated ZZ Top album, El Loco has to be towards the top of the conversation.
Yes.
It is so weird, so all over the place, so different. They were having fun with this album. And I went with a different song, but I absolutely respect the pick.
It was tough choosing a completely goofball song because there's another one, another completely goofball song on El Loco. It's near the end of the album, but I did not pick that one. I had to choose 10 Foot Pole because I thought it was a little bit more. Well, I mean, both songs are hysterical, but I had to choose 10 Foot Pole. I wouldn't touch it with a 10 Foot Pole. Yeah.
All right, Gomez, we're back to you for track three.
So track three, something I like to get on Fridays. Track three just got paid. First of all, awesome guitar and drum entrance to this song. You know what I mean? And it actually fit perfectly on one of my other favorite sports movies. And that was Friday Night Lights in 2004. It was the entrance when they're about to start the playoffs before the state championship. And you hear the song and it just fits perfectly with the team winning the games. Everyone's throwing touchdowns, running touchdowns. Perfect. And it was also in another video game in the 2007 called Skate, which was Rob Dyrdek's game. So once again, it made a couple of video games. Did not make GTA 5. Don't worry. There will be more coming soon, but not maybe not this episode. But once again, you know, great tune, great, awesome song. I just love it. Track three, Just Got Paid.
Just Got Paid got track nine for me. I had to kind of close things out with a couple rocking tunes here. Nice. Like I said, the last song was Tush. Track nine is Just Got Paid. I mean, another fantastic Billy F. Gibbons riff. That riff is so infectious. That's another riff, like I was talking about Waiting for the Bus. Mm-hmm. If I walk into a room, I want the riff to Just Got Paid to play. It can play all night and I would never get tired of it. The slide work, I mean, ZZ Top's slide work is fantastic too. I mean, I never get tired of listening to Billy F. Gibbons' voice or guitar. I mean, he's just perfect all the way around. But yeah, Just Got Paid is another great tune from their second album, 1972's Rio Grande Mud.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's got the axe.
Not again, man.
The axe.
Not again.
The axe is being passed tonight. But you want to know why? David, you shouldn't have said it earlier about the bingo killing in the last episode because Just Got Paid is my track three. So I'm handing you the bingo killing axe for track three.
I knew that was going to happen. Now all three of us have the guilt now.
The guilt is real.
Oh, man.
It's so real. We should actually make a t-shirt for that.
We do. We need to, once you get the bingo kill, you should get a bingo kill t-shirt, I think.
That's another reason for me to get my plastic guitar so I can hold on to the axe since you guys have completely passed it on to me now.
Oh, well, man. Not released as a single, but it does appear on several greatest hits compilations. It is one of, if not the most badass ZZ Top riff ever laid down. Tons of cover versions. In 2002, Montgomery Gentry covered it on the Sharp Dressed Men tribute album. In 2008, Ministry and the Co-Conspirators did an industrial metal version on their cover-up album. Not saying it's good, just saying it's there. Interesting is the word I'd use.
Let's just say, people cannot see us looking at you when you say that. But the face was definitely not humbling when you said it.
It's not something that I would like put on, but it's something I would give a listen to once, especially because I'm a fan of industrial music. Okay. So hearing an industrial take on a song I like is cool, but they kind of mix like oil and water to me. Just okay. A little, there's something not right with it, but it's still fun in execution, I'll say. In 2009, Mastodon with Billy Gibbons as a guest covered the song for an album called Covered, A Revolution in Sounds for Warner Brothers Records. And in the same year, one of my favorite blues guitarists, Joe Bonamassa, covered the song on his Live from the Royal Albert Hall CD. In 2016, Government Mule again covered the track on their Telstar Sessions CD. And in 2017, UFO covered the track on the Salentino Cuts album. So there's tons of covers for this song. You could almost make an entire playlist based on the covers of this amazing song. And that is because the song is so damn good. Shout out on Twitter to Tony Watson and Ryan at the Soundtrack Your Life podcast, who also chimed in with this one. Our second trifecta of the night, Just Got Paid. And with that being said, moving on to track four, I had Waiting for the Bus. Gomez had Gimme All Your Lovin'. So, David, we are back to you.
Song four. This is the only pick from Eliminator on my list. The album that made ZZ Top into MTV darlings. The only album of theirs that went diamond in the States. I picked one of the hits off of that album. The song reached number 56 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 8 on the U.S. Mainstream Rock Tracks chart. Sharp Dressed Man, another childhood favorite of mine. And I'll be honest with you, Eliminator is not one of my favorite ZZ Top albums, but it's my favorite ZZ Top album cover. I mean, it doesn't get any better than looking at that Eliminator car staring at you. But yeah, Sharp Dressed Man is another infectious riff. And I love the odd vocal additions that harken back to old ZZ Top with that, ow, black tie. That's another thing that makes ZZ Top so magical is that sense of humor. And unfortunately on Eliminator, the album, the funny vocal stylings does not appear anywhere else on that album. And I guess they were eliminated on that album. And
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. I shout out to Aaron because free playlists out there. I talked about ZZ Top's Eliminator on the Ridiculous Rock Record Reviews podcast back at the end of 2020. So definitely check out that podcast and listen to the episode for a little more fun facts about the album. But yeah, shout out to Aaron Martell for that, because I had to steal that from him. But I mean, the sense of humor that ZZ Top was known for, it's only on Sharp Dressed Man, and I miss that. It's such a shame. I mean, Eliminator is a solid album, but it's not one of my favorite albums, though. But yeah, Sharp Dressed Man is going to make song number four for me.
Well, that made number nine for me. Sharp Dressed Man, another great, great song. ZZ Top was really known in the 80s for their music videos, and this was another great music video. And what's kind of funny, it was on another great hit TV show. Everybody knows what I'm about to say, Duck Dynasty. That was their main entrance for a few years. And, you know, it fit that group, you know what I mean? Because they actually are sharp-dressed guys all of a sudden with the black tie, and it just fit. So a great choice. Brian, what do you say?
For me, I say it is my number eight, giving us our third trifecta of the evening. Thank you, David, for chiming in with the Billboard chart stuff, so I don't have to. However, The song re-entered the charts and made it to number 14 on the U.S. Hot Rock and Alternative Songs charts in 2020, due in part to that Little Old Band from Texas documentary, which was really cool.
That's a great documentary.
Oh, it was awesome. In 2009, Guitar World ranked the song number 43 in the list of 50 greatest guitar solos. And I'm so excited I get to bring this up. If you guys want to see an amazing viral video, I'm going to post it at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com on the ZZ Top page. Rick K in the All Nighters is a cover band out of Virginia, and they have a hysterically funny viral video where the cover band is playing Sharp Dressed Man, and the drummer is, let's just say, he's playing at the wrong gig. His name is Stephen Moore. He's AKA the Mad Drummer. He's the guy that does all the theatrics with the sticks, throwing them up in the air, over his head, and he's playing this straight beat that's supposed to just be simple and kind of just refined. And this guy is flailing all over the place like a complete demon. It's one of the funniest videos, over 6 million hits on YouTube that are worth it. I'm probably 5 million of them. It's hysterically funny, worth watching. It's on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. Check it out.
Cover versions, first off, if it's in a Weird Al polka, you know we have to mention it. 1985, Dare to Be Stupid, Hooked on Polkas, Sharp Dressed Man. Then you have, in 1999, the Charlie Daniels Band covered the song on their Tailgate Party CD. In 2002, Brad Paisley covered the song on Sharp Dressed Men, a tribute to ZZ Top, which I've mentioned many a times. Once again, in 2010, Ministry and the Co-Conspirators covered this song, and it appears on the Every Day is Halloween Greatest Tricks album that came out in 2010. And then in 2011, the MOB, which was a supergroup put together for the ZZ Top, a tribute from Friends album. You have Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Johnny Lang, and Brett Tuggle coming together to do a great, great, great cover of this one.
And I want to give a shout out on Patreon to our newest Patreon member, Preston H., who chimed in with this one, as well as Eric Chael. And then moving over to Twitter to Leo Allen, Tony Watson, the Tattoo Squid podcast, and our friend Bobby at the Effin' Cultured podcast, who all chimed in with our third trifecta of the night, Sharp Dressed Man.
I'm pretty sharp dressed with the sleeves off, you know what I mean? So for me, I would have to get the old shirt and tie, like the tuxedo shirts without the sleeves. And there you go. I just put a little jacket on, but I still rip the sleeves off.
Another thing is sharp dressed man would immediately come to my head because I was an Air Force Junior ROTC cadet in high school. I think anybody who tries to put on a suit on, that's the first song that pops to their head. But another thing about Eliminator, it kind of upsets me about that album. I mean, it's a solid album all the way through, but I think because of the blues and Billy Gibbons. Another thing is Dusty Hill and Frank Beard were not involved with the sessions on that album. And it's basically like a Billy Gibbons kind of solo album with Lyndon Hudson, who was working with Billy G for the songs. And with that, you know, drum machine and the synths, it kind of, you know, it's, I don't think it was really the best combination with the blues, honestly. But it was the 80s. I mean, you guys couldn't get away from that.
Well, here's the thing, though. Had that album not happened, would ZZ Top have faded? Like, I feel like that album catapulted them into the iconic status they were, where prior to that, they were a well-known band. They were very popular. Eliminator and MTV made them iconic. So I'm thankful for that album, for what it did, cementing their legacy in music across decades. And I'm thankful for that because it helped me say, oh, they have other albums, and go backwards. If you want to talk about 80s overproduction, we could talk about the piece of steaming crap that is the ZZ Top six-pack album, where they took their original three albums and remixed them with the 80s drum sound. It's a complete horrific show, and I implore the listeners to never get that version. It's unlistenable. Make sure you get the complete studio albums box set to hear the albums as they were recorded originally. The ZZ Top six-pack put an 80s gloss over all the old albums to make it sound like Eliminator. So if you're not a fan of that 80s sound, you're not going to like the six-pack. If you are a fan of the 80s sound and are not a fan of their 70s stuff, it might work for you. But to me, it was an abomination. That's all I'll say about that one.
Ditto with what you just said, Brian. I mean, yeah, I agree. I won't argue about the impact that Eliminator made. And, you know, I grew up with Give Me All Your Lovin' and Sharp Dressed Man. And I won't take anything away from that album. But, you know, the lack of a rhythm section and truth on that album, it kind of gets to me.
If it wasn't for that CD, I would never have thought about ZZ Top at all, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
A lot of people. Like, we got introduced to them on MTV. So
yeah, so for me, yeah, yeah. But to be honest with you, like you said, that big piling heap of dog crap of that 80s glossy thing, that's the one thing I didn't like either. And to taking, say, some of the other songs we just talked about to make it like 80s glam and not, it just doesn't work. So for me, keep the originals the way they are. Buy the studio stuff, guys. That's all I got to say.
I didn't mean to bag on Eliminator, though. Just thought I'd kind of point that out, though.
No, that's the whole thing about the show.
Like I said, I like Eliminator from start to finish. No problem. But, you know, it's like I said, the lack of the rhythm section, though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Human rhythm section, I should say.
There you go. Right, exactly. Well, now we are on to track five. So, David, we are back to you, man.
All right, song five. Let's take our one foot in the blues here. I'm going to take my first hit off of 1979's Diguello. My second favorite ZZ Top album, I'm going to go with Low Down in the Street.
Nice.
Such a completely awesome blues groove. I love how they sing the chorus with Billy G and Dusty Hill harmonizing with each other. It's a fiend scene. And the blues solo is just absolutely perfect. I mean, like I said, Billy G just oozes voodoo mojo, blues mojo, man. I never get tired of listening to him. It's just a complete bluesy groove. And that's another thing that that's a highlight for ZZ Top. They get their foot in the blues. Low Down in the Streets, my song five, is so, so cool.
Great, great, great song. It did not make my list, but if it was up there, it would have been like in my top 15.
They actually have a compilation named One Foot in the Blues, which is a fantastic compilation. If you're not all in on ZZ Top yet, but you want to kind of test the waters, that's where you do it. It's a great album. I'm going to be talking about DeGuayo tonight as well. However, that one did not make my list, sadly, but it is a banger of a tune.
Mm-hmm.
Gomez, we are back to you for track five.
So track five, went with another 80s classic, Legs. Mm-hmm. First of all, music video has always been great. It's one of those funny storytells of their videos. And I think it was probably one of the first two videos. I think they had the twirling guitars, if I remember correctly. And again, the car. Just seeing that hot rod brings always a tear to my eye because I love that ride. It was perfect. Great tune, great song. Love the classic music video too. Track five, Legs.
I love the story behind that song because another podcast I listened to was Discovery with Eric Senich, who is a writer for the Van Halen News Desk. He covered Eliminator. Funny, 3 months after I talked about Eliminator on the R4 podcast with Aaron. The story about Legs was Billy G said that they were going in this little roadster. It was pouring down rain. They saw this woman, and whenever they tried to make a U-turn, he said, man, she had legs and knows how to use them. She was out of there. But yeah, I love the stories that Billy G comes out. But unfortunately, Legs did not make my list. But yeah, that's a very solid tune. Love the Eliminator videos where the Eliminator girls would pop out of that 1933 Ford Coupe with the Corvette engine. Man, that car is so cool. And that car is so awesome, man. But the Eliminator videos is where you go for the humor from anything from the Eliminator album. Like I said, the humor and the songs were kind of gone in that album. But you go to the videos, obviously, for the humor.
Yeah.
And I love that wave that they do at the end of the video. It's so good.
Classic ZZ Top
humor, man.
With their quirky smile and their wave, I'm like, yeah, see ya.
Oh, I forgot to mention on Give Me All Your Lovin' is when they did the little hand gesture. When they were waiting for the car to go by, they had to do several takes for the car to go by on the video for Give Me All Your Lovin'. So they did that hand gesture where they kind of twirled the hands and looked to the side. They did that out of sheer boredom in unison together.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
That's awesome. I love it.
Well, they got the three videos, Give Me All Your Love and Sharp Dressed Man and Legs, which kind of became like a, I guess, a trifecta of videos that they kind of weaved the story throughout. Mm-hmm. And it made them MTV superstars because of it. Mm-hmm. You knew who ZZ Top was.
The look especially, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, the song did not make my list. I had Give Me All Your Lovin' and Sharp Dressed Man, which we've already talked about, and I said I only did it twice. However, on Twitter, the Tattoo Squid podcast and Astro Joe Garcia chimed in with it. And then on our Patreon, DR Owens 901 chimed in with it, and he said, Stacy Kibler, enough said.
Stacy Kibler.
Keebler, whatever. Yes. Keebler. Kibler. What? Kibler's Full House. Sorry.
No, that's Gibbler, not Gibbler.
Kibler, whatever.
Not Kibbles and Bits.
I don't watch TV or anything. Whatever.
Hey, can argue about the Stacy Kibler reference. I used to watch wrestling back during the Attitude Era and yes. A little bit, you know, 2003 and 2004, but I kind of stopped watching after The Rock and Austin were gone. And
pretty much that's what everyone did.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me
pretty
too.
Much.
Me too. And then also on Patreon, I want to give a shout out to Philip, as well as Preston H, who also chimed in with Legs. So that's kind of why I said the Eliminator album, it's going to be tough to beat. It really is. It's a very, very, very popular album for that reason. Yeah. But moving on to my track five, I'm going to go back to Tres Hombres and say a how.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am going with LaGrange for my track five to close out my side A. Reached number 41 on the Billboard US Hot 100. And in 2020, the song re-entered the charts and peaked at number 12 on the Hot Rock and Alternative Songs chart, due again in part to the Little Old Band from Texas documentary. Now that how line that I just mentioned was actually lifted. It's not a ho, 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 ho. That's
what Santa Claus Billy Gibbons would say.
Yes, and that's also a little Debbie snack, Gomez. That's not. That's not but that that line was actually lifted from John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, and the groove of the song was based on the boogie blues of John Lee Hooker's Boogie Chillin', which there was actually some lawsuits and stuff surrounding the song. There was a lot of controversy about it, but to me, this was an homage to John Lee Hooker. It was not a lift. It was not a recreation. The how was a ZZ Top tip of the hat to one of their influences and somebody they consider a legend. Cover versions, plenty of them. In 1983, Hank Williams Jr. covered the song on his Strong Stuff album. In 2002, Tracy Byrd, very underrated country singer, covered the song on that Sharp Dress Men album. And in 2005, David, I know you're going to know this one, guitar shredders Steve Vai, John Petrucci, and Joe Satriani covered the track on the G3 Live from Tokyo album instrumentally. It's a shred fest of LaGrange. It's absolutely amazing. My track five, LaGrange.
Well, how is going to make my song number eight. Again, I have to bring in another song from Trace Ombre's, a fan favorite tune of theirs. I mean, no ZZ Top list is complete without LaGrange. It's one of their iconic songs. It's a complete ZZ Top jam, man. I mean, the main riff, rumor spread round in that Texas town about that sack outside LaGrange, you know, talk about. I could keep going on. I mean, the humor and how Billy G delivers the words is, again, it's a part of that ZZ Top humor. And then you go into the solos where, have mercy, Billy G, what chops he has, man. I mean, it's a complete jam. It never gets old. LaGrange is song A for me. Oh, and I forgot to mention, you forgot to talk about Gary Moore on his Still Got the Blues album, Texas Strut. Yes, he says, how. He mentions ZZ Top and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble in the song, paying homage to great Texas blues legends. So there you go. Another tip of the hat to another fantastic guitar player in the late, great Gary Moore.
Amen. Gomez, are we passing you the trifecta X?
No, I have it.
Okay, good.
I was about to say, if you didn't.
That actually is the song I closed out with.
All right. Okay.
So, as you said, Brian, it does actually refer to a brothel outside LaGrange, Texas.
I never said that. You said
that. You should have said that, which was later called the Chicken Ranch. But it was also a subject to the Broadway play, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. So, of course, you know, they made a movie of that, too, with our favorite actress, Dolly Parton. And, surprisingly, Sylvester Stallone. He was in that movie.
I have nothing to even respond to.
I said the same thing.
I've never seen the movie, so I can't comment.
I can't comment it either. I just remember him being in there with a cowboy hat and the necklace with the hamburger meat hanging out of his chest, you know.
Oh.
But... it wasn't Rocky IV, I'll tell you that much.
That I remember.
So, of course, it was in a couple of movies. It was in The Secret Life of Pets Part 2. Made the bucket list movie with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm. And then one of my favorite goodies, but sad movies, Armageddon in 98, where Bruce Willis is chasing... I know you don't like the movie, but... I don't like the actor either, Ben Affleck. So I love the fact that Bruce Willis was chasing him with a shotgun in that movie. So that made me feel so much better, you know?
No, but that subjected the whole world to I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. So
I wanted to say something else, but I'm keeping it PG.
All right. So we do have our fourth trifecta now.
I was going to say, Gomez, you forgot one, our little friend in Guitar Hero.
Oh, whoops. Yes. Sorry, I was in Guitar Hero too.
Legends of Rock.
Well, I
know my Guitar Hero dude.
No, I know you do.
But yeah, I mean, it's a solid cover version. Oh, I forgot. Sharp Dressed Man was on the first Guitar Hero and Warriors of Rock as well. But in terms of talking about LaGrange, a guitarist who went by the name of Steve Wimmett, I hope I pronounced that correctly. He was the one who covered the song, and he was also known for doing that shredder version of The Devil Went Down to Georgia, which is the final boss song on that game. Old times, man.
Yeah, definitely. So that makes our fourth trifecta of the night.
And I'm almost closed out.
Yeah, Gomez is almost closed out at track five, which is pretty wild. We're flipping over to side two. Gomez, you had Tush for your track six.
Mm-hmm.
David, what do you have for track six?
Song six, I have to open up our second side here with, you know, get back to rocking a little bit here. So I'm going to take my only hit off of 1994's Antenna, the first ZZ Top album that was made when I was alive, because I was alive back in 1992. But that's a little fun fact about me. But anyway, I picked the lead off track off of Antenna, Pink Cushion. The groove in that song, man. Oh, my God. And the heavy, crunchy riffs and another infectious, irresistible ZZ Top groove. I get caught up in it, and the mojo that Billy G talks about in the song is just, again, it oozes out of the guy. That fabulous, him and that fabulous beard of his. That's another funny thing about how they got their beards. Kind of sidetrack here for a little bit. Billy and Dusty were taking 2 years off after Tejas. So they went off their separate ways for 2 years, and then coincidentally, they grew their beards. Frank did too, but Frank said he wasn't close to that of Frank and Dusty. So he said that he wasn't close to winning the contest, so he shaved. And so he can go to the mall and they can't. So again, another funny ZZ Top story. I mean, these guys are just too hilarious. But Pink Cushion, yeah, the groove and that, I just caught up in it. You know, typical ZZ Top song. It's so good.
Oh, God. I wish it made my list, but it didn't. It was one of those. I had to cut one, and that was one of them. So, again, another one for, God, I got three of them for honorable mentions tonight. I got to choose one.
It's so painful to decide.
It is.
I'm going to say the same thing. My track 11s and 12s that were sitting at the bottom were Brown Sugar and Pincushion. So, right now, I have my honorable mention chosen between those two songs, definitely, because they were the two that I couldn't decide whether to make my list or not. I love it.
I wish I could point out another song that I had on my list, but I replaced it with another song from Digawillo. But I mean, I know we haven't talked about it, buddy. I mean, I wish I could just mention it like at the end of the show or something. I mean, it was just another song that I wanted to highlight their magic, but go on.
Yeah, we'll do that after we do the honorable mentions. We'll give you a chance for that one. I do want to give a shout out to Eric Chale on Patreon, who had Pincushion, as well as on Twitter to the I Had to Say It podcast, who chimed in with that one as well. I mean, really, these guys found a way to solidify themselves in the 90s when the 90s music style was changing. We talked about this with Tom Petty. Tom Petty was able to adapt, but still be Tom Petty. ZZ Top was able to adapt, but still be ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are moving on to my track six. I'm going back to Digueyo for my track six. The song was originally released in 1968 by Sam and Dave, and you know I love my cover songs. Their version reached number 9 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. 11 years later, ZZ Top brought their own version of the song to the table, and that song is I Thank You. Reached number 34 on the Billboard U.S. Hot 100 and was the band's second top 40 hit after Tush a few years earlier. And I'll just say it with no disrespect to Sam and Dave's original. To me, this is the definitive version of the track. But ZZ Top wasn't the only band to cover it. So my covers, I'm actually still talking about Sam and Dave's version here, but other versions. In 1996, Bon Jovi covered the song for the European deluxe edition of their These Days album. In 2014, Paul Rogers of Free and Bad Company covered the song on his The Royal Sessions album. And in 2017, slide guitar legend and New Jersey native Robert Randolph and the Family Band covered the track on their Got Soul album. Want to give a shout out on Twitter to Wicked Awesome, who's Matt3571. Who also chimed in with this very underrated classic from the band, my track six, I Thank You.
Well, first off, you're not talking about Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth, are you not? Sam and Dave. Sorry, I had to say that. I know, I'm just kidding. I had to say that. I forgot to make that as a joke on it when we talked about it in step. But anyway, that's a great tune. It's a great way to lead off Digawillo, but I Thank You did not make the list. I mean, that's still a great, very, very fine ZZ Top song. But, you know, as a fan, I have to, you know, say like, I thank you to put that on that list. But, you know, as us fans, like I said, it's another tribute to Dusty. Really, we thank you, Dusty.
Amen. Gomez, do I thank you?
No, you don't thank me. Unfortunately, did not make my list. Again, I only have two more songs.
Now, Gomez, you were at, my father-in-law had a big 50th barbecue.
Oh, God.
And when we all went up and we had a massive bonfire that was about three stories high that was regulated, we had about 25 musicians up on my in-law's deck. And the song we started with was I Thank You, which is why I want to give a shout out to my Uncle Doug on my wife's side of the family, who sang and jammed the guitar on this one. Such an amazing musician. I had to include this track because of the memories of that performance.
That was a night I can't remember.
Yeah, I do, though. I do.
Yeah, I know. The pictures pop up once in a blue moon.
So we're at an interesting spot here. We're at track 7, and David's about to close out early.
Yes, I am.
Gomez has 2 slots left, and I have 3 slots left. So for once, I'm actually the one who usually I close out the soonest. So right now, I have the most tracks, which means I will be closing last tonight, which I don't think has ever happened.
No, but I don't. Now we just lost people now.
This episode just went into 7-hour territory. Kidding.
Wow.
So, David, track 7, you are closing out. What is your last song of the evening?
Well, you playlisters can't see this, but I just put my cheap sunglasses on for my song 7. I mean, the funk in that song is so, again, irresistible. I mean, I know that's I'm repeating the same word, but that's the best way to put ZZ Top. I mean, irresistible grooves. The funky solos. I mean, I love how ZZ Top gets funky. They do that so well. I mean, throughout some of their earlier albums, they did that. They did a great job with the funk. And the outro solo is my favorite part of the song, man. I have that on loop every now and then. As a matter of fact, I did. Yesterday, I had that outro solo on loop, and I just wish it never stopped. Billy G is, you know, really not much of a shredder kind of guy. I mean, he does show off his chops every now and then, but his note choices are always on point, like a number 2 pencil, and I never get tired of listening to his note choices. I mean, he's that good. But yeah, song 7, and apparently, I guess the first on this podcast, me, the guest, closing out the earliest with song 7. You got to get yourself some cheap sunglasses from 1979's Digiwello.
Great song. It did not make my list.
Dang.
All I got to say is, oh no, Gomez. Because, oh yeah, I'm not talking about the Kool-Aid, man. I'm talking
about...
Well,
you just sound like him.
My track 9.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, that's Macho Man, though.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Kool-Aid, Macho Man, and Billy Gibbons. Oh, yeah. Cheap Sunglasses, my track 9, reached number 29 on the Billboard US Hot 100. Some cool cover versions of this song. In fact, in this case, a sample version in 1988. Gomez, you'll know this one. Hip hop group EPMD sampled the song in You're a Customer.
Yes.
Then in 2011, Wolf Mother covered the song on that ZZ Top A Tribute from Friends album. And in 2012, The Sword covered the track on the deluxe edition of their Aproxophon album, which was really good. Shout out on Twitter to Ryan Wilson at the Krusty Boys, Bobby at the Effin' Cultured podcast, and our friend Rob at the Great Song podcast, who all chimed in with this classic, my track 9, Cheap Sunglasses. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, well.
Gomez.
So my track 7, Can't Stop Rockin'. I love this song. It's got such a great, fast, fun pace to it. It's not like every other ZZ Top song. Again, this was just, it works. The song works. And it literally, if I had a car right now, I'd jump in it and drive fast with this song playing. Because that's what it makes me want to do. So track 7, Can't Stop Rocking.
Well, obviously, I'm closed out. I obviously planned I wasn't going to hit on anything from Afterburner, even though I like Afterburner. It's still kind of continuing that Eliminator formula a little bit. I mean, I wasn't going to really touch on a lot of the 80s because I don't think, I mean, you can't deny the impact that those albums, the 80s albums made. I mean, because that's their second highest selling album behind Eliminator. But I just don't think they're, you know, they're, in my opinion, I don't think they're best materials on those Afterburner. I know. But yeah, that's a solid tune. Yeah.
I don't have it on my list. And my problem with Afterburner is while I don't mind the sheen that's on Eliminator, I feel like they said, oh, the sheen works. Let's add another 3 or 4 layers. And that's what Afterburner is. No hate for Can't Stop Rockin'. It is the best song on Afterburner. If I were to pick one from that album, it would be that song. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, there's a song that I think, Gomez, you have one slot left, and I have a guess for what your track 8 might be, but I'm going to wait because I have my track 7 up first. Okay. So if you'll indulge me when we get to your track 8, I'd love to take a guess.
Okay.
Well, my track 7 is my song from 1981's El Loco. While most people will think Pearl Necklace when they think of this album, I'm going with the very underrated single, which reached number 103 on the Billboard US Bubbling Under Hot 100 Singles and number 4 on the Mainstream Rock Tracks chart. I'm going with Tube Snake Boogie. Get your mind out of the gutter. When you're listening to the lyrics, you probably think the song is one endless innuendo, when actually on their 1992 Greatest Hits album, because I was a nerd that would read the CD books, folks, they explain that Tube Snake is lingo for a surfboard or a boogie board. So when you listen to those lyrics, I've got a girl, she lived down the hill. She won't do it, but her sister will. It's not what you think. They're talking about boogie boarding. So think about that the next time you listen. And listen to the song. It's a surf rock song, which they're basically screaming at you. This song is not about sex, but you think it is. And that's their sense of humor coming out perfectly. So much fun. My track 7, guaranteed nobody has it, but I love it anyway. Tube Snake Boogie.
Gotta love those ZZ Top double entendres, huh? I mean... Man, they must have been laughing whenever they, you know, the double entendre songs became hits for them. I mean, that's another song that's a big hit of theirs with double entendre lyrics. But I mean, yeah, I'm closed out, like I said, but Tube Snake Boogie, you said surf rock. Yeah, that makes sense. But where's that little guitar? That's what, you know, that's what I think of surf rock. But there's none of that in Tube Snake Boogie. But
I'm more thinking of the drums, the boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah,
I feel that surf kind of vibe.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Gomez, I'm going to guess this isn't your track 8, but you might shock me. Is it your track 8?
No.
Okay. So can I guess what I think your track 8 is?
You can guess, but you might get it wrong.
I know you're a movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of your favorite series is Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess that Double Back is your track 8 and the last song not on your list.
Did not make my list.
What?
Wow.
Dude, I thought that was a given because I know how much you love the Back to the Future series.
It was one of
Did
my
you just
favorite...
leave it out just to be a like, honestly?
No. It was one of those, I had to make a cut.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I love that song too. As a huge fan of Back to the Future series, all three movies, growing up, wishing I could build a time machine out of a DeLorean, but I went with Got Me Under Pressure.
Oh,
So I kind of went somewhere where I kind of thought Brian was going to say something like that, but surprise, surprise, I went with a different song. So track 8, Got Me Under Pressure.
One of my favorites off of Eliminator for sure. As a matter of fact, I prefer side 1 over side 2 over Eliminator because I felt that side 2, while they're not bad songs, I mean, you know, I don't have any ZZ Top songs that, you know, original songs that I despise, but I kind of felt side 2 was kind of running out of steam a little bit. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's easily one of the better songs off that album.
Yeah, it's a great tune. Gomez, I'm actually surprised about Double Back, and I'm actually surprised because when you said Eliminator that you were going back to it, I thought the other Eliminator song you would have picked would have been Dirty Dog because that was in One Crazy Summer.
Yes.
When the young girl's walking with the dog and the people come over and they're making the faces and they smack them on the back.
As much as I love the movies, I had to go with something that I had a shock. It got to throw the shock factor in for somebody.
All right. Well, it didn't make my list because, again, I did the two songs from Eliminator. And Gomez, I'm using a play from your playbook for my track 10 to close this out for the time.
Okay.
I'm going with a curveball for a closer. And I'm going off of 2012's La Futura album, because it was the last album that featured all of the original members. Unless there's something in the vault, this was their swan song. And I'm closing it with a cover of a hip-hop song that came out in 1998 called 25 Lighters, which was released by DJ DMD featuring Little Kiki and Fat Pat. But make no mistake, Billy ain't rapping on this. They're not trying to break the mold. This is a ZZ Top song, and it fits in perfectly with the rest of their catalog, especially when they play live. $25 on my dresser. Yes, sir. I gots to get paid. My track 10. The only critique I will give of this song is the album is a victim of the insane compression and brick walling that Rick Rubin was doing at the time. He did it on Metallica's Death Magnetic, and he did it here as well. It's very overly compressed. However, the song kicks absolute ass. Shout out on Patreon to Eric Chale and on Twitter to the I Had to Say It podcast for my closer, which unfortunately I know neither one of you have because this closes out all of our playlists, but I would love to hear your thoughts on my track 10, I Gots to Get Paid.
I was first introduced to that song from Guitar Hero Live because that was on the GHTV feature of the game, which is disappointing because you have to use in-game tokens to play the songs on that, which that really irks me because that's typical Activision. I mean, pay to play. That irks me. But unfortunately, GHTV is discontinued, so I can't play that song anymore on that game. But yeah, I was introduced to that song. I was really debating on trying to put something from La Futura on my list, but I will tell you this. La Futura is a very good album. It's a very good one to go out for the now late, great Dusty Hill. As a matter of fact, I think it was a very good comeback from Mescalero because Mescalero, it's fine. It's a fine album, but it's way too long of an album, I think. Way too long. But yeah, a very good recovery from Mescalero. But yeah, it's a very, very, very good tune. Yeah, definitely fits in with ZZ Top for sure.
Gomez?
Did not make my list, but it's a great song though, Brian. Great pick.
All right. Now, before we get to the honorable mentions, just got two other shout outs. Eric had a great list on our Patreon account that he chimed in with a bunch of stuff. And a lot of the songs we talked about tonight, Pincushion, Sharp Dressed Man, Tush, Brown Sugar, Jesus Just Left Chicago, and I Gots to Get Paid. But he also had Pearl Necklace and Heard It on the X, two great songs as well. So I want to give a shout out to that. And if you're interested in our Patreon account, it's patreon.com/playlistwars to learn more. Now, David, before we do our honorable mentions, even though it's not going to be on your list, you had said there was one other song you just wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to. So if you'd like to do that now, please, by all means.
Absolutely, because this was very tough for me because I originally had this certain song from Digiwello as my song 5, which is Low Down in the Street, which was the other song that I was debating with. Is, I think, the goofiest ZZ Top song that I know from Digiwello.
That's right. It's Manic Mechanic.
I wanted to put this song on my list so bad. I mean, it's another part of what makes ZZ Top ZZ Top, that over-the-top sense of humor. And it was such a tough debate for me to put Manic Mechanic or Low Down in the Street. But I try not to hit on Digiwello too much, so I had to go with 10-Foot Pole as my goofy song from ZZ Top. But I really wanted to put Manic Mechanic on there. It's just that song cracks me up so much, and I like weird songs. So it was so tough, though.
I respect it because had you removed one of your other songs for it, I think it would have been a little too weird. So 10-Foot Pole or Manic Mechanic. But the fact that you just picked one, I think, was a smart play on your part.
Yes. I mean, like I said, it was so tough.
All right. Well, David, now it's time for you to come up with your honorable mention song of the night, which is a song that Gomez and I chose that you didn't.
Okay. So the only honorable mention, obviously, is going to be Gimme All Your Lovin', because I grew up with that song. That song means a lot to me. It helped me get into ZZ Top growing up, listening to my mom's collection of greatest hits albums, especially on those trips from my grandma's home from school. Because my grandma would come pick me up and have to drive me 15 minutes over to her house. But then my mom would have to come pick me up and take me back home. Because funny thing is, my house was 2 minutes down the road from the school I went to. So it's a silly story on why my grandma just couldn't just take me to my home and just wait for my mom to get here. So then she would go back to her home. But I mean, I remember those days so well, just listening to Gimme All Your Lovin', Sharp Dressed Man, and Tush. But Gimme All Your Lovin' is totally my honorable mention for the night.
All right, and that gives us an honorary trifecta for that one. Gomez.
Oh, man, I'm having a tough time here. But I'm going to go with Pincushion.
And guess what, Gomez? Yeah. I'm doing the exact same thing. Giving kinda us fair. Two honorary trifectas tonight with Pincushion. I love that song. It just missed. I talked about Brown Sugar in the 1971 episode, so I feel like I gave that song love, but man, Pincushion kicks all sorts of ass. So that good. Gives us now four trifectas in Tush, Just Got Paid, LaGrange, and Sharp Dressed Man, and two honorary trifectas in Gimme All Your Lovin' and Pincushion. So we got a lot of crossovers between the three playlists tonight. So the voting's going to be tough. David, why don't you run through your playlist, track 1 through track 10, as well as your honorable mention, so people can hear your vision of ZZ Top in its entirety.
Sure thing. Kicking off this ball game with song 1, Waiting for the Bus. Song 2, Jesus Just Left Chicago. Song 3, 10-Foot Pole. Song 4, Every Girl is Crazy About a Sharp Dressed Man. Song 5, Low Down in the Street. Song 6, Pincushion. Song 7, Gotta Get Some Cheap Sunglasses. Song 8, LaGrange. Song 9, Just Got Paid. Song 10, Tribute to the Late Great Dusty Hill, Rest in Peace. Tush, and the honorable mention, Gimme All Your Lovin' and Your Hugs and Kisses Too. Not from you guys, though. Just kidding.
Gomez.
Track 1, Brown Sugar. Track 2, Mexican Blackbird. Track 3, Just Got Paid. Track 4, Gimme All Your Lovin'. Track 5, Legs. Track 6, Tush. Track 7, Can't Stop Rockin'. Track 8, Got Me Under Pressure. Track 9, Sharp Dressed Man. Track 10, LaGrange. And my honorable mention, Pincushion.
And I kick things off with track 1, Gimme All Your Lovin'. Track 2, Tush. Track 3, Just Got Paid. Track 4, Waiting for the Bus. Track 5, LaGrange. Track 6, I Thank You. Track 7, Tube Snake Boogie. Track 8, Sharp Dressed Man. Track 9, Cheap Sunglasses. And track 10, I Gots to Get Paid, with my honorable mention being Pincushion. Three similar playlists, but some definite variations between the three. So I'll be curious to see where the playlisters go with this one. So now, playlisters, we turn it over to you. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, visit the ZZ Top page, listen to all of our playlists, and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. David, I want to thank you so much, one, for coming on the show, for being a Patreon subscriber, for supporting us. We appreciate you. We appreciate you being on the show. We love talking music with you, and I hope you will be back to join us again for another show this summer, because tonight was a lot of fun.
And again, I thank you. I thank you for, again, letting me on this show. I love you guys. You guys are doing such a great job with this podcast, and I'm really digging it. But yeah, just let me know what kind of another a band or artist you want me to hop on again. And yeah, just say the word. Just say the word, guys.
Word. We'll make it happen.
Word.
First of all, Brian, can't thank you enough for everything that you do for the show. You know, you do everything for the editing and all that stuff, so I can't thank you. You make us sound really professional. So got to thank you for that. David, thanks for jumping on with us tonight again. It was great to get you back on the show. It was a great pick of ZZ Top today. We had a lot of fun. But I also got to thank all the playlisters. Don't forget to vote on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. Don't forget to check us out on Patreon.com/PlaylistWars. And we'll see you next week when a new battle takes place on Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.